Buen día a todas.
Thank you, Alberto. Greetings from Mexico City. I'd like to share some concerns and recommendations based on research conducted in 2023 on a Latin American network. So we have been analyzing statistics from 10 countries which directly affect people with psychosocial disabilities. They include Argentina, Chile, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Uruguay. We found that even though all the countries have signed and ratified the CRPD, psychosocial disability continues to be a grounds for discrimination in various scopes, notably when it comes to health law, mental health law, civil and criminal codes. When it comes to mental health acts, if there is danger, emergency, or crisis, then consent is waived. This can lead to sectioning, sterilization, chemical constraints, surgery without consent, and this leads to other forms of aggression, such as sexual abuse. Mexico has banned sectioning, and there are no exceptions to hospitalization in mental health hospitals. When people are classified as being demented or unable to have discernment, then they are not consulted on decisions. We have seen exceptions in laws because of dangerousness, emergency, and persons can be held in criminal prisons because of psychosocial disabilities. This contradicts the convention and most laws in force in countries, and we've seen that many of the deinstitutionalization alternative housing strategies have actually not been implemented. There's been coercive treatment. So some of the recommendations on the research then put a stop to exceptions based on psychosocial disability to full exercise of legal capacity, because this leads to serious human rights violations and cause suffering. There must be independent monitoring mechanisms about what happens to persons with psychosocial disabilities in mental health facilities, social rehabilitation facilities, prisons, and in user services, as well as any other care facilities. The care and support system should be based on legal equality and should ensure their dignified relationships, avoiding induced dependency, which is often because of discrimination in jobs and other forms of discrimination in society as well. This insecurity causes conflict, and often they are treated as mental health crises inappropriately. There should be de-escalation and supporting crisis. Instead of using constraints and isolation, there should be short-term and intermittent mental health problems, and they should be addressed with that kind of care which is reversible and avoids long-term damage. We must have justice and reparation systems for psychiatric intervention. There should be payment for damages and guarantees of non-repetition, amongst other things, and should be other forms to address these problems, not just mental health care. Thank you very much. The interpreters did their best with very poor sound.